The Gemara Daf Lamed Vov Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. Chovetz Kedera. Chovetz Kedera is a dish that is composed of Zagdrashi Min Michael Kofui. It's a type of salad food item. Kamoi Cholov Shechavtsu Bekeva. Just like when you take milk and you want to make it into cheese, you keep it in the keva, in the rennet, and it solidifies, it becomes like cheesy. So it's like more of a salad type of food substance. So kach oisin Michael Kofui Bekedera. You also can make a Michael Kofui. Kofui means frozen, but in Hebrew, but that's what it's referring to. It's referring to like a solid type of food item in a kedera. How do you solidify this food? You have flour, duvsho, you have honey, umashcho, you have oil. Sounds like a very interesting dish of oil, honey, and flour. The korale avrujdi. So this now contains kemach in it. That solidifies it together with dvash and with oil. So chovetz kedera b'chein daisa. So drashi daisa shel chitin. It's a type of porridge of chitin. Chitin ktushois b'machteshes. It's crushed kernels of wheat. Chitin ktushois b'machteshes. Crushed kernels. If the chitin would not be crushed, it would be stam a different brocha. So let's see what the brocha is that got chovetz kedera. Chovetz kedera is this dish that's made together with kemach, dvash, and oil, or daisa, which is crushed wheat kernels. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Shachani B'dvoroi. Rabbi Yehuda says Shahakol. Avkana Oma Boyre Minem Ezoinus. Avkana says it's Boyre Minem Ezoinus. Now Rashi says Chitin Ketushois, because if the Chitin were not Ketushois, then a kernel, if a person is Koisim Chito, the Gemara says later on, Daf Lamed Zayin, that over there you make the Broch of Hadoma. So we're talking about, that's a kuliyama. We're talking about crushed wheat kernels together with flour, or flour with honey and oil. This type of dish, so there's a machloikas if it's shahakol ni b'dvoroi, meaning it's not regular chitin with hadoma, but it turns into shahakol, or no, it's bergim ni mezoinus. Zok demor b'daisa greide, if it's a regular daisa, regular crushed kernels, kulam aloi pligi de bergim ni mezoinus. Everyone agrees it's mezoinus. Ki pligi b'daisa ke'ein chovitz kedera. It's a type of daisa which has in it other things too. It's not some crushed wheat kernels. It's together with oil, together with honey. It's a very sweet dish. Rabbi Yudoy Meshakani Abedvori, why? Sova duf sheikar. The main thing is the honey. Rav Kanama Bergim, my name is Zainus. Sova smido ikar. The main thing is the smido. Smido zagrashi is the soilus, meaning the kemach, the flour. So Mele the Machlokes is the main thing is the dvash, so it's shahakol, or is the main thing the mezoinus part, meaning the soil is the flour, so it's mezoinus. Zok demora omer av Yosef. Now, if omer av Yosef, kavosel av kane mistavet, mistavet like av kane, that it's mezoinus, the rabbi shmul, the amit avayu, kol sheyesh boi mechameshes haminim, mevorchen olav boirem ne mezoinus. And that's irrelevant if the soil is the ikar or not. As long as it has chamesh haminim, meaning chita se'oira, kusmin shiboy l'shual v'shifun, which is wheat, barley, oats, spelt in rye, the chamesh saminim. So as long as it has chamesh saminim, and chamesh saminim have in it from the shiva saminim. Because what's unique about the chamesh saminim? The chamesh saminim, shiboy l'shual and shipoin, are a type of se'orim. And se'orim, of course, is a se'orim. Kusmin and chitin are a type of chitin. So it has from the chita and the se'orah. So it's made part of the Shiva Saminim. So a mailer, it gets a bracha by your name Zaynis. I always look the tour. The tour explains the reason why it's been Zaynis is because it's from the Shiva Saminim. And he also says that the ikum mozen of a person is that it comes from these type of food items that satiates you. And now the question in the Rishonim, if you need a kezayis or not, or it's kol sheyesh b'chamesh saminim, as long as it has chamesh saminim in it. That's how we paskin in Simen Reish Ches. Oh, let's see this tesis, very important tesis. Kol sheyesh b'chamesh saminim, the bottom tesis. V'chein klarich. Kol sheyesh b'chamesh saminim v'ochen abayin mezonis. V'chein klarich b'la'as she'oisim mikemach. Umayim, a dish that's made together with flour and water. Oy, micholov, even though it has other food items in there. V'cheng shenoisim kemach letoich pulin. Or likewise when a person places kemach in pulin, or letoich adoshim, or in lentils, or krishim. V'cheng letoich shkedim, or you take it into shkedim. Shoysin l'choyla. It's a type of dish that you make for a choyla. Im oysin oysa kadesh yisra lev. If it's made in order to satiate him. As tzorech levoich boirei mina mezoinis. You make a boirei mina mezoinis. V'im l'daveg. Zot is a very important fundamental yisoyin halacha. If the purpose of the chamesh aminim is in order to keep the food items together.
L'daveg, or for texture.
L'daveg ba'alma. Ein a tzorech levoich boirei mina mezoinis. You don't make a boirei mina mezoinis. V'toiv l'hachmir. In such a case, ulegoymoy b'toich hasuda, eat this shkedim that is meant only ledavik, eat it within the meal. Why? La'acha b'chis ha'moitzi, you put the man of shach. Then you put the man of shach, you already made a b'chis ha'moitzi. Zokti b'kivega, two very important b'kivegas over here. Zokti b'kivega, the bottom line, ein tzoch levorech, if it's ledavik, zokti b'kivega, lishne kaitahu, madan nokte ein tzoch levorech, what do you mean you have to make a bracha? You're not allowed to make a bar mitzvah. It's a bracha levatola. The havakam of varich al shkedim bar mitzvah. We're talking about a shkedim dish that has flour in the ledavik. You're not allowed to make a bar mitzvah. It's a bracha levatola on shkedim if it's only ledavik. Davik bracha levatola. That's the kvega's kasha. Next kasha is the kvega. The Tosa says, in such an instance, it's better to take it within the meal after you made a hamoitzi. Zokti b'kivega, koshali, hoshkeidim toich asuda, tohum brocha, b'tzorchin. Shkeidim is things that are not boim b'toich asuda. If someone takes a bite out of a fruit, it may make a bar priyatzi, whatever the real brocha is. So what do you mean, eat it within the hamoitzi? If it's dvarim she'enim boim b'toich asuda, it requires a brocha on its own. So tzorchin, zokti b'kivega, take it within the meal. What is within the meal going to help you? The dishes that we eat by a suda, vegetables, that's bar mitzvah chasuda. But if someone has in the middle, even in the beginning of the suda, peiros that are not bar mitzvah chasuda, it requires a bracha by itself. So that's Kivega's tzorch in on Tosfos. This is very practical application for shteitzchen halacha, if it's a dabik or it's not a dabik. What's the purpose? It's negeya to many food items that we're very familiar with. It has chamesh aminim. Is it a dabik or not? For instance, I'll bring you some examples. Schnitzel. Schnitzel is chicken, shahakel, but it has breadcrumbs all over it, on top of it. So what's that? What a bracha do you make on schnitzel? Gefilte fish. Gefilte fish is full of kemach, correct? So what bracha do you make on it? So we make a shahakel. And the poskim explain because it's ledabik. It's like ledabik. What's the purpose of the breadcrumbs and the schnitzel? It's in order to see a tag and toiv that it should fry well, or in order that the meat should, the chicken shouldn't burn. So it's like ledabik. So mele, it's even though it has kemach in there, you would not make a barim and mizaynus. Licorice is another big machlokes in the poskim. They brought Rav Moshe licorice and he tasted it. And whatever, he had someone taste it before he made the bracha upon him. Maybe he had mezonis before. And he said, it tastes like mezonis. He says, you make a mezonis. Rabbi Yankov held that licorice is shahakol. He says, and he found it from companies, the purpose of the kemach is all there in order to be ledabek, percentage-wise and the purpose-wise. Or even, let's say, you have, sometimes people have nuts. They sell them in Eitzol. Botanim, all types of nuts that are fried together with kemach all around it. So over there, the purpose is to have that kemach. That's the people where people take it and eat it. So mele, the chshivas of the mezonis over there is a davar choshev. So then maybe you would make a mezonis. It's not dele dabik. It's for itself. So it really depends on what the purpose is. Is it there to satiate you? Like Tosfos says, lisud es alev. When you take those nuts that are fried with kemach around it, it's lisud es alev, then you make mezonis. If it's there only to dabek, like schnitzel or like a filter fish, so then you would not make a mezonis, then you would make a shahakol. Zok di gemara gufa, rav ushmul dami tavayu kol sheyesh boim chamesh saminim. Meaning, as long as it has a mixture in it of any amount of chamesh saminim, mevorchen ale boim mezonis. As long as it is from the chamesh saminim, so the chayitz double loshim l'tzricha. If it has within it kol sheyesh boy, so for sure kol shehu. Kol sheyesh means any amount in a different dish. So gemara tzricha diash mina kol shehu. If we'd say kol shehu, any amount, have mina mishum di isa be'ena. It's only because it's be'en. It's pshat is it's be'en. You have a kol. Dafka kol shehu, meaning any be'en of the chamesh aminim. So then maybe you make a mezonis. Aval dei tarovitz, when it's kol sheyesh boy, when it's mixed in, so it's tarovitz, maybe you will not make a mezonis. Loi, komashlon, zok demor, lamedzayin omer alef, kol sheyesh boy. Kol sheyesh boy means that as long as it's in there, even if it's mixed in. We ask me in a kol sheyesh, we would say kol sheyesh boy. I would say havamina kol sheyesh boy mechamesh saminim. As long as it has in the chamesh saminim, kol sheyesh boy, meaning if it's mixed in. Dafka, in such a case, you make mezonis. Aval oiras v'doichen. Oiras v'grashi mill means millet. And doichen, pants. Pants is rice. Toises punkt pakert. The pasht is oiras is rice. And doichen is millet. So Toises, Rashi pirus oiras mill, v'yesh mefarshim reise. Well, hi pirushi yesh tefarsh the doichen hainu mill. So Toises learned punkt pakert from Rashi, but upon him, it's millet and rice. Oiras v'doichen, loy. Mashenkein. Oiras v'doichen, you would not make a burin mezonis. Mishum da'ayde tagoivis, because after all, it's ayde tagoivis. That's why you don't make a mezonis, because it's ayde tagoivis if it's mixed in. Aval isa be'ena, but if we'd only said a case of a kol sheyesh boy, meaning where it's mixed in. Where it's mixed in. So we'd say 5 minim where it's mixed in, you make a mezonis. Aval oiz v'dechen, if it's mixed in, you would not make a mezonis. Mishum da'ayde tagoivis. Aval isa be'ena, but if oiz v'dechen, you eat be'en. Neima. I feel oils with doichen. I'm in mevorchen al aboyim and mezoynis. The Gemara is now assuming you do not make a bracha of mezoynis on oils with doichen be'en. So you would deduce from here that you would make a aboyim and mezoynis. Kamash malon. They do not make a oils with doichen aboyim and mezoynis only on the chamesh saminim kol sheyesh boy and kol shehu. Dafkin those two instances. So the Gemara kamash malon kol shehu mechamesh saminim would mevorchen al aboyim and mezoynis. As long as it has kol shehu mechamesh saminim. As long as it's any kolshu of chamesh saminim, meaning any amount that's be'en, you make boim rezonis. Lafuk oiras v'doichen, dafilu isa be'eno, even if it's be'en, you do not make a boim rezonis. Loim evachin neboim rezonis. And the Gemara right now holds, this is the shita of Rav and Shmuel. They make this diuk, and they say that oiras and doichen, you would make a shahakol. Even be'en, you do not make a boim rezonis. Now, the Gabi, what we mentioned before about kol sheyesh b'chamesh saminim, here we see clearly it means even a kol shu. That was the question by schnitzel, by gefilte fish, b'chamesh, it's a kol shu. There are certain food items where you have to look at it if it's a tarovis at all. For instance, if you have croutons in a soup, so over there, you might have to make two brochas. The croutons are separate and the soup is separate. It really depends on the amount. Poets can say, is the crouton there just to make a crunch? That's what David Feinstein held. What's the purpose of the croutons? Or pshat is no, it's a lot of croutons, and then taka, you'd make a bracha on the croutons and bracha on the soup. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'oires v'doichen loy mevachin on boirim ne mezoynes. The maskana, we make a mezoynes on oires v'doichen. We make on rice a mezoynes. But now the Gemara is assuming, the Gemara came out, that we just said that according to Rav and Shmuel, we do not make a boim nezoynis and oiras v'doichen. It's be'en you do not make. In fact, the Gemara of oiras v'doichen lam vachina boim nezoynis v'otanya v'braisa v'shteit heviu lefon of pas oires upas doichen. If they brought you rice bread upas doichen or bread that's made from millet bread mevorach olav tchila v'soif, you make a bracha in the beginning and after you finish eating it. Zog the Gemara, k'maisa kedera, like a maisa kedera. Maisa kedera is what we said before. Maisa kedera was chovitz kedera, daisa, any type of porridge is called a maisa kedera. You make a bracha before and afterwards. And what do we assume that to mean? Mezoinus. V'gabi maisa kedera tanya, b'tchilu mevarech ol ha-boyim ne mezoinus. Before you eat this porridge of maisa kedera, you make a boyim ne mezoinus. V'losoiv mevarech ol ha-bracha achas mein shalosh. That's what we do. We make a mezonis before you have this chovitz kedera or a daisa, and afterwards you make a brocha achz mein sholosh, which is ala michya. Zog the Gemara, when we said that it's like a maisa kedera, it means kamaisa kedera, v'loy kamaisa kedera. Not totally like a maisa kedera. Kamaisa kedera is mevorchen alav tchila v'soiv. It's like a maisa kedera that it requires a brocha before and after. V'loy kamaisa kedera, but it's a different brocha. V'ilu b'maisa kedera b'tchila b'orim mein mezonis. By maisa kedera, the prior brocha is mezonis. V'lo b'soiv is brocha achz mein sholosh. V'ilu hocha, mash'enke, when it comes to oiras and doichen, b'tchila mevorch alav shakon ibedvaroi. That's according to Rav and Shmuel, like we said. If first you make a bracha of shakani b'dvaroi, v'le b'soif boirin nefoshes rabbis v'chesroinon al kol mashe boro. And the Mishabura in Reish Ches Lamed Gimel brings b'shem d'achroim. He explains we're talking about rice bread over here. We're talking about pas oiras. The reason why, according to Rav and Shmuel, you'd make a shakani b'dvaroi is because since you made it into bread, it's yotzim miteres pri what it was originally. Meaning either it would have been hadoma if it would have been with the klipa, or it would have been mezonis according to the other shitas.
However, once it's not in its original state, then it's yotze miteiros pri. So you don't make the hadoma as a raw state or mezoinus, but it's not either from chamesh saminim. So that's why you don't make hamoitzi either. It's not mine dogon. Now, in the Etzem Braisa, the Chiddush might be that you make a Brocha Achrona, Bar Nefoshes.
I wouldn't know that.
The Bar Nefoshes. Let's take a see Toises and Bar Nefoshes. Look Toises on the top. Bar Nefoshes, Rabbis v'Chisroinom, K'moy Lechem v'Mayim. What are the Chisroinom that the Eibusha created? K'moy Lechem v'Mayim. She Efshe B'Loyim. A person cannot live without them. V'al Kol Ma She'Boro Lach Yoiz Be'em Nefesh Kol Chai, K'loyma. Al Kol Ma She'Bo'oilom, She'Gamim Loi Borom, Yecholin O'oilom Lichoiz B'Loyim, She'Loi Borom, Kiim Lis Letainuk ba'almo. The Eibusha made this. It's extra. We don't really need it. The Eibusha gave us such a beautiful world. That's a tainuk. Kamoi, for instance, Octasis. What's called a luxury? Kamoi tapuchim. Apples. You don't need it to live, but the Eibusha created it. Ukiyotzebem. Umesayim, you finish off. Boruche ho'ilomim. Uvishalmi. Boruch ato Hashem ho'ilomim. And that's what the Goyin Tatska Paskins, those that go like the Goyin, they make the Messiah b'shem. Boruch ato Hashem ho'ilomim. The Goyin in Simon Rei Zayin, in Shulchan Aruch, in Bi'agro, in the Maaser Rav. Oh, Zog the Gemara, the Eure is La Maisa Kedera? You're telling me that the Eure is not a Maisa Kedera, Kamash alone at the end of the day, that you don't make a Mizoinus? V'atanya, Elu in Maisa Kedera, these are Maisa Kederas, Chilke, Talgis, Soilus, the Bach takes out Soilus, Zoris, V'Arsen. Rashi explains them to mean as follows. Chilke is Chita de Metavra, Ba'asita chadalatati. You have a wheat kernel that you split into two. If you don't split a wheat kernel, we said it. A wheat kernel itself is you make a hadom on it. But only because you split it, so then it's considered a ma'isa kedera. And then it will be mezoinus. So Zog Rashi again. Chilke is chadalatati. Targus is chadalatlos. Into three. Zoriz is chadalarba. Into four. Arsen is chadalachomish. Into five. So you have this wheat kernel that's split either into two, three, four, or five. That's what the Bach takes out soilus, because soilus is totally fine flour. We're talking about chitin that is split, not fine flour. So akoponim, it says by these are the things that are ma'is kedera, a kernel that's split into one, two, three, or four, split into two, three, or four. So what do we see over here? That it's a ma'is kedera, and what does it say in the Braisa? V'oires! And oires is part of that equation. So we see it's clearly mezoinus. How do you say it's not a ma'isa kedera? It's kamaisa, ve'ain a kamaisa. It's ain't a kamaisa that you don't make a mezoinus. What do you mean? It's mamash like a ma'isa kedera in this braisa. Zog the mogo homanik ab yechem menuri. That's a yechem menuri. A yechem menuri argues on Rav and Shmuel. The tanya ab yechem menuri oimer. Oires min dogon hu. Oires is a type of dogon. It's mamash from a dogon. V'chayovin al chmutzei kores. And on pesach yichayev kores if it rises. You can have rice matzah. Rice matzah, you yoytzi de chavos bepesach. That's a biyachim menuri shita. Svaradim have oires on Pesach. And here we're saying it could be yoytzi yidei chavos bematzah. I mean, we consider it a gzeira of kidneys, but here we're saying you could be yoytzi yidei chavos bematzah. What'd you say?
Correct.
Right. Zog the Gemara, Aval Rabbonon Loi. So this din that you yoytzi yechavos bePesach is only Rabbi Yechem and Uri Shita. He holds Eiris as a mezoinus. Aval Rabbonon Loi. Rabbonon argue, and that's what we're saying before, that it's not a ma'isa kedera. Shachol. And Shachol Kachem Benefosh. Going to Rabbi Shmuel, the Maskona is not going to make that. We the Maskona hold in Shulchan Aruch. Just to clarify, right? But we hold in Shulchan Aruch that it's mezoinus and Benefoshes, which is an interesting shidduch. Zog the Gemara. Aval Rabbonon Loi, the Rabbonon Loi, the Rabbonon Taka indeed argue. V'atani we learned in the Braisa. Hakoyse mes achita, if someone chooses a chita, we said it's a wheat kernel. Mevorach ala boyer pi adoma. That's what we said. Before you split it, then it's adoma. Tochno, if you grind it, v'ofo, and you baked it. Ubishlo, and then you cooked it. That's very interesting. That means you take wheat, you grind it, you make it into bread. Ofo means bread. Ubishlo, and then you cook it. Vizman shapus is kayamois. If you can see and recognize the pieces of bread. Since the bread is still recognized, even though you cooked it after you baked it, it retains the bracha of amoytz lachem menoritz. Vila b'soiv, and after you finish eating it, gimel brachas means birchas hamazon. That's if the prusa kayomos. Im ein prusa kayomos. If let's say the prusa nakayim, this is a practical application like knedlich. What is knedlich? Knedlich is it's chitin, tochnon, ofon, ubishlon,
right? It's really often. That's what it is. It's baked and then it gets cooked. So im ein abruska yomes, it's not kaim anymore. You don't see the bread anymore. Betchilim avarchal abayim nemezaynis. Then in the beginning you make a bayim nemezaynis. Vilo besoyim avarchal abrocha achas ein gimel. You make ala michya. The price continues. Hakoisim esachito. If someone is koisis chito, I'm sorry. Hakoisis esa oires mevarchal av boyre pri adomo. It says that when you koisis oires, you make a boyre pri adomo. When you chew an oires. Tochnoi, if you grind it, offo, and you baked it, ubishlo, and you cooked it, av apisha prusas kayomois, even though the prusas are kayom, and you still see the oiris over there, betchilim avarcha boilim in zaynus, you make a boilim in zaynus. You do not make, even though it's nikki, you do not make a hamoitzi. Vilo besoim avarchalov, brocha achas mein sholosh, you make a alamichya at the end. So Mani, who's this like? Mamarovshach. Ilem Rabbi Yechem Menuri. If it's a Rabbi Yechem Menuri, it can't be. Because Rabbi Yechem Menuri says, Yoitzi Techavos of a Pesach and Yechayev on Chorus, if it's a Hichmetz. So according to him, it should not be Boyim Nemezonis, if Pusta Kayomos, it should not be a Broch Achmein Gimel, it should be a Bich Samozin at the end. Ilem Rabbi Yechem Menuri, Yudom Eres Min Doganu, Hamoitzilach Men Oretz, Vesholish Brochs Boy Bruche. Elo Lavitz Rabbonon. So Elamites clearly Rabbonon that say that you make a Mezonis before. And you make an alamichi afterwards, we tack it on. But a couple in the beginning, brachas mezaynus, utyufte the Rav Shmuel, tyufte, because to Rav Shmuel we said, that we made a diak in the braisa, that kol sheyesh boy and kol shum chamesh saminim is oiriz v'doichen, you make a shahakol, even it's be'en. Here we see clearly that oiriz v'doichen be'en, you make a burin mezaynus. And that's what we tack a paskin, that we make a burin mezaynus on oiriz v'doichen. And, but we, at the end, we make a burin afoshois. We don't make a bracha achas mein shalosh. Correct. Another shita. Now the Rosh explains the reason why we don't make a ala michya is because it's not mishivas haminim. At the end of the day, it's not mishivas haminim. So that's where the bracha is downgraded to a bar nefoshes. Now this day we said that koisis oiris is bar pi adoma, but when it's tochnoi, ofloi, or bishloi, so then it the bracha changes into a bar nemezoinis. So this is very relevant, the marshal, to oiris, to rice cakes. A person has rice cakes. What are rice cakes? Rice cakes are rice that is puffed. So there's a big machlokes apoyis kamosu. Shlomi Zalman holds that be'etzim, it's not cooked. It didn't change. It's rice. Just like on rice, you make adoma. So on a kernel before it's in this mashal. So he says a rice cake that is puffed, you make a boyer adoma. It's not cooked. It's only blown up. So it's mamish like koisim oiris. Koisim oiris is adoma. Zoktim Shlomi Zalman, rice cakes is adoma. However, Rabbi Yashiv held clearly, they asked him, and they showed it to him, and he said, it's mezoinus. It's mamash like daisa. It's you taking the rice, and you're making them into a daisa, a type of diff. The same thing by granola bars. Rabbi Yashiv held it's mezoinus.
Most argue on that, and hold that it's adoma on granolas.
Rabbi Solyanka Fisher held, you make a shahakal on rice cakes. And he said the reason is because not the nick of the tzura, so it loses the whole, the tzura of the rice.
Other poskim argue on this.
Agron is that's the machlekes. According to some of the mezaynus, others argue. Others say adoma. But the ma'isa legabi the etzim tzuras and the rice cakes. What do the other poskim say? So Yankov has a good taina. He says it doesn't look like rice. So they say that as long as it's not nismaich, as long as it's not totally dissolved, so to speak. So that's not called loy nika tzurasam. And likewise, puffed popcorn. That's corn that's puffed. So you make adoma. That's the way Shlomi Zalman explains for sure.
Zok digmara omar mar hakoises esachito. If someone chooses a chita, mevarchal abayir pi adoma, you make a bayir pi adoma. V'hatanya bayir minei zroyim,
you make bayir minei zroyim.
Very specific.
Zok mar loy kasha horab yudah rabbonon. That's a beautiful shita back in the Mishnah, the Tanan. Val yirokis oimer bayir pi adoma. Rabbi Yudah oimer bayir minei deshoyim. So Rabbi Yudah is very specific. He's zok Rashi. The katani l'chol min v'min me'ein bechosoi. So just like you make a boyim in a deshoyim, you make a boyim in a zroyim. But according to Rabbanon, say zroyim and say rokes is boyer pri adoma v'loy b'inon l'chol min v'min me'ein bechosoi einoni me'ein bechosoi.
Let's just see the few toisin that we missed over here. Zok toisus im apusis kayomos. This is going back when the bread that is cooked nisbashel, and then afterwards it's im apusis kayomos. So then you still retain the bracha of a moitzi lechem in the oretz. Zok Tosis, yesh mefarshim, da haynu kshalechem enu shorui b'mayim kol kach, shim yikach ha-prusa shlo yishover. The specification has to be that it retains the bracha of a moitzi lechem in the oretz, that when you pick up that piece of bread, it doesn't fall into pieces. Meaning it still has a tzuras than a hammer, so to speak. It still has a tzura. It's nicker. But if it breaks apart, then evade, it would not be considered that it's prusas kayomis. That's the hagdara of prusas kayomis. Could you lift it? Will it remain? Or will it break apart? Now, Tosfos says, tzuftan Rav Shmuel, when the Gemara brought a tzuftan Rav Shmuel that say that you make a shahakol on oiris, so Zok Tosfos, the tzuftan is really only on oiris, not on doichen. Because the Braisa only said that oiris is included in this bracha of mezoinis. However, doichen was never discussed. Zok Tosfos, but oiris, it's a tzuftan Rav Shmuel. Avala doichen, lo have a tzuftan. The efshad dahave hilchze kavasayu, when it comes to doichen, which Tosfos calls millet, so then the halacha might be that like Rav and Shmuel, they make a shahakol. V'loy mevachinan alei, boyim ne mezoinis, but rather you should make a shahakol, and that's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Ches. On millet, you attack and make a shahakol. Now Tosfos hakosel achita tzoch levorach berpi adoma, so zok Tosfos, sharei afilo bekimcha dechita, by kimcha dechita we said before that you make a berpi adoma. So even by kimcha dechita make a adoma, so for sure the chita itself, when you koses it, you make a adoma. Then Tosfos has a sofik, umiyu bela acharov, what's the bracha achrona that you would make? Zok Tosfos, yesh lesapik ma mevarchinon. Im mevarchin ala michya v'ala kakola, u mesayim ala adoma v'apri adoma, do you mesayim in the ala michya and insert ala adoma? Because the le'ashkom bichas ala michya v'ala kakola, elecha de baruch alai b'reisha, koidem achila b'arim in a mezoinis. Usually ala michya is only when you made a mezoinis first, then you finish over the ala michya. But if you start with ala adoma, we don't usually find an alamichya for a bracha that's the fun of his aladoma. So maybe you finish off and you with an alamichya and insert adoma inside alamichya, like we do with alagevin. We insert it in alamichya. Verbenetamigia b'machzah shaloi aladoma v'alpi adoma, and itake inserted aladoma in alamichya. We make a bar nefoshes, but Tosfos had it sad like that. The Benetam was magia in his machzer, in his siddur, so to speak, ala doma in the bracha achreina. V'chozaboy, and he retracted from that. The le'ashkom b'shum mokon hach bracha. We don't find such a bracha of ala doma inside, inserted in the alamichya. The le'kamon later in the memdalad mefarish bracha achaz mein gimel. We mefarish the bracha of achaz mein gimel of alamichya. V'ka'omar, and it says b'chamesh saminim al oot v'alamichya v'alzayin aminim al oot v'alapegas. And it doesn't mention al adoma al pri adoma. And Tosfos finishes off and he says, "Avala koises is achita chai. The lechshiv achilose kokach. When you chew a chita, so since it's not such a choshev achila, even though it's from the chamesh saminim, afagadim in the chamesh saminim, the after bracha is ein mevorach laachol bracha achz mein sholosh. We do not say alamichya. We do not insert aladoma inside alamichya, but rather we finish off elaboyer in the foshes rabbis. And then Tosfos finishes off at the end. V'nochel lahachmir she'ein lecho kloyos oichitim shlukois elabatech asuda. You should only eat these food items within a meal. She'oz birchas hamozen petarton. Since it's a sofek, do you make a bar in the foshes? Do you make an alamichya? Tosfos not sure about it. Do you insert aladoma inside? It's better to eat these food items within the meal, where you anyways make the birchas hamozen at the end. So the birchas hamozen patters it up. Im loy nismachu yofa, dava komidaisa. Uvu yishalmi, then he brings the yishalmi, even dama loymer mesupik about certain brachas, and they try to avoid it. Uvu yishalmi yesh, shigama amaroyimoy mesupokim, the komra adin, the komra hadin, the ochel soilus, pirush. Kloyos my mevorach besoifa. Rabbi Yirmiya omar loy achals soilus min yoyma. Rabbi Yirmiya says, since this soilus, meaning kloyos, what are you mevorach on them at the end? So he says, min yoyma loy achalsa, because it's taka sofik. So like we find today in the poskim, we find all different types of shittas like we spoke about rice cakes. So already in the Yerushalmi, it's something that wasn't clear. We see that Amaroyim were also mesupak in the bracha, and they try to avoid it. Some Gedolim Taka try to avoid certain brachas, which we're mesupak about. Like we said, all these types of rice cakes or other items, or other big machleks apoyskim we had, like abe licorice. So these are sveikas that we have today in our food items. But if we see in the Yerushalmi, the Amaroyim were mesupak already about what the bracha soifa would be, and the Taka avoided it. Now the poets can bring over here a Trumas Adeshen, which is really in Simen Reish Ches. The Trumas Adeshen says that Be'etzim, it's a Peladik Azach. The Yerushalmi brings that Rabbi Yirmiya did not want to eat the soilus min yoyma because he didn't know what the kloy is, what the mevorach besoifa is. Why didn't he just eat another item, meaning eat another item that you would be mechayiv yourself, that bracha achrona, and then have in mind this item that you're mesupik about. Zok de Trumas Adesin. From here we see that lechatchila, a person is mesupik on something, he should not take another item and patter up the thing that you're mesupik about. And he says, let's say a person drinks a type of wine, he's not sure if it's a mashkov yain or not, so don't eat a pre and then be koil the birchas yain besoichoy in the bracha achrayim that you're making on the pre. So likewise over here, Rabbi Natam retracted from inserting adoma inside the alamichyo, and the reason is because it's kaina hefsik. If you machnes something in the bracha, it's kaina hefsik. Al kaponim, he says lechatchila it's better to avoid the food item than to insert it in a place that it might be a hefsik if you're talking amichuyev. Okay, we'll stop over here by the two dots, 10 lines from the bottom. Omar mar hakoyses es oyres.